This is Kale and Shelle, a podcast about life, personal experiences, and random shenanigans. We know you love this. Hop in and let's find out what's happening.
Hello, my people. Hello, guys. It's your favorite girl, your favorite host, your favorite friend, Tosin. I hope you guys had a great week. It's Valentine week. I'm going to sing a song for you now. Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sitting at home. No, where is your girlfriend? I've been shading the girls. Where is your girlfriend? You are sitting at home, lonely. Guys, happy Valentine in advance. If there's something like that, how are you guys doing? So, Victor, over to you. Kilo Shelley.
Yeah, I mean, it's Valentine Sunday. Most people are doing Valentine events. Everybody wearing red and white up and down. And I'm not wearing any red. I refuse to wear red. I'm not Kanayo Okanayo. He's not my mentor.
So which one is? Wearing, why are you shading people?
I'm not wearing any red and white.
Why are you shading them?
I'm wearing my black.
Who first? Did they ask you if you're wearing red or white?
So, guys, happy Valentine's Sunday. Valentine is on Tuesday. How am I doing? The last couple of days has been really beautiful. February started on a very good note, you know. The money is rolling in and we're happy. We thank God. So sing, Kilon Shelle.
I'll sing again. Valentine is
Can
coming.
Can you stop singing that song for the umpteenth time?
Where is your girlfriend? You are sitting at home. So guys, I've been good. My week has been fine. It's Valentine. The pressure is everywhere. But nobody can pressure me, Sha. Unshakably rooted.
You're crazy. You're not prayed.
I refuse to be pressured.
You're not
guys.
Prayed.
Never will I be. So yes.
You're not prayed.
We are not pressured at
Why?
All. Why would I be pressured?
Why are you not pressured?
Because.
Do you have a boo?
I have.
Who is taking you out this Valentine?
I am dancing in the Lord.
You're crazy. So you don't have a boo this Valentine.
That's the
and you've been singing that song.
You see, that's the issue.
Yeah.
It's Valentine is there for only booze and boo and bullets or whatever. I have Valentine's, my friend, the girl. We are going out on a date.
I beg you. Get yourself a boo. Go and boo.
Oh yeah, sure. That's something that's happening soon, by God's grace. Yeah, so guys, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, even piggying back to what you said about is Valentine reserved for only Bulls and bays and ebubes.
Ebubedike.
You know, so Valentine is not just for the ebubes, right? And what we're talking about today is the fact that, you know, is Valentine reserved for lovers only? Tosin, is Valentine reserved for lovers, romantic lovers?
Nope, it isn't.
So who even brought this Valentine?
I don't even know. Asha,
I think his
Asha,
name is Valentino.
I don't even know. Asha,
yeah, Valentino. I think that's
Asha, growing up, Asha knew that
there was a Asha holiday Valentine. Called Valentine.
Okay, no, actually growing up when we were in school, secondary school, even primary school, they don't tell you to bring gifts now.
Yeah,
and
I remember
exchange.
Those days we'll be hiding.
Yeah, and
did I have I think I didn't have a crush. I didn't do those nonsense. But I know some guys were doing it. They were now hiding things. They would bring, you know, chocolates, biscuits, then injectables.
Pure love. That was pure love. Not the love that we have out there now.
What are you talking about? That was foolish love.
Pure love.
People were just being foolish, you know.
Love in primary school it was
I mean,
pure.
Using the money that your parent gave you
that's
for transport to
sacrifice.
Buy, that's foolishness.
No, do we still
they sent you to school to study?
Do we still have that in
and
existence?
After you now feel chemistry.
Victor, calm down. can you your money now? Just imagine, my mom gave me food money.
Yeah.
I will not be saving it every day because I want to buy this girl something very.
I'm a sacrificial person.
That kind of love. I know that. Outside again.
But what we're doing in secondary school was just youthful stupidity and foolishness. But anyway.
But you don't know that there's people that have met their wives from secondary school.
Well, some people have there for I know about 12 years. Yeah, actually, there is.
They there for 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years. They married at the 14th year.
12 years?
No, they've been together for 12 years.
Well, yeah. That means they've been like all the way back.
Secondary, high school, you know.
Wow.
And like their marriage is so beautiful. They have a pastor. To. Like it's
it has
so
to be beautiful.
It's a pastor of the House of the Rocks, so like it's amazing.
It has to be beautiful.
You know, so it's not like so it happens, but it's very rare. You know, so that's always the example I have when people say, "Oh, that long." You know, like, that's what called Lord of the Rings. But anyway, let's talk about is Valentine reserved for lovers only?
What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I already told you my thoughts offset. You know, when we talked about it, the fact that some people. Who ensure that our lives keep, you know, going smoothly. We don't really appreciate them enough, you know. We don't celebrate them enough. And pretty much, it's not even about saying, giving them handouts, money. I mean, occasionally, I hand out money to my security, you know, where I live. But it's not really about that. It's about using the season to call them, right? Tell them some very beautiful things. Remind them of how exceptional they are and then gift them something. And flipping the whole Valentine, whatever. I pretty much think it's one thing that we can begin to look at. So this is not even about, oh, since I'm bullless, let me go and celebrate, you know, the Megad in my street. That's not what we're saying. Everybody should get involved in this, right? I was also telling Tosin about like bus conductors. Are we really kind to bus conductors?
So yeah. Bus conductors, they don't deserve kindness.
But you see, again, we said that in the last episode. So everybody deserves kindness, actually. But again, don't we stop to think that they became that way because of what they constantly receive from people? I'll give you an instance. I was on set, you know, television. We finished our TV show and that was in VI. So I was just, you know, saying, oh God, please show me what I'm going to buy for you. And by the way, I want to give a special shout out to Dom Baba J. I'm not talking about what's his name? Don Jazzy. I'm talking about Jesus, like the real Don Baba J. Do you know, Tosin, that I've never had to queue for more than 10 minutes for fuel? Like, I've topped my fuel since I came back from Kenya for about 4 or 5 times.
Levels.
Like,
boss.
Yay,
God, when? Yeah. Oh, do you know how much people struggle to get fuel?
Do you get... Ruth was telling me that, Victor, I don't know what God has done for you.
It's actually been a struggle, although I don't buy, but I know I've heard stories and all that.
So, I was coming from TV. I took through Awola War. I was going to take through Osborne, you know. So, someone said, Lekki Koiling, but let me just take through Awola War Road, you know. And I know how it can be decongested because there are lots of filling stations on Awola War Road linking into Third Mainland Bridge. So, I got to AP. I'm like... Like, no, they didn't, like, close the gate. I was just there. Maybe like, 10 people. Like, what's going on? I had to quickly go and turn, be on that other side of the road. And then, boom, I joined in. And then there was this guy that just zoomed into my front. And, you know, I was trying to help a certain lady, you know, watch. So, because she was scared of driving her. Because, I mean, she wasn't sure it was going to start. So, I was trying to help her. And then someone just came into my front. And then, you saw enter. I was trying to help somebody.
Sure,
you
can't enter. Even
just enter, you know, all by few. So another person now came from the back with kegs, but his car was parked behind me. One APC man that was there.
Then, why are you so exact? What is APC?
No, but I'm not sharing any, but it was APC boss. No, Tosin, the boss was branded APC. So
okay.
That's the best I can remember him. This is not, please, Abadurian, forgive me.
God.
But the truth is, his boss ran APC. And he was just like, you can't buy this. You can't buy for here. You must sell to me. And the field attendant was just like, what's your problem? What? I won't sell to you. I will sell to the care.
So he came as because he's APC somebody and expected that they will sell fuel
for
him.
No, the man was actually in front of me. Oh, he was okay. Almost his turn. So the guy at the back of me took his keg to come and buy fuel. So he felt that, let me buy my keg before it gets to my turn. Mm. And the APC man felt that, no, I'm already in front here. So nobody will sell to this keg until they sell to me. Of course, I understood his stance, right?
Yeah.
But the way he was not doing it, I will close this pump, I will make trouble. So I'm like, ah, sir, please just calm down. You know, so I spoke to the fuel attendant. She was like, Oga, I'm not selling for you again. Go and meet another person. I said, you will sell for me. It was a lot of wahala. So I came to the leader, I said, you know, he's a customer. Say, customer should know how to talk to. I said, I know, he's a customer. Right, you don't have any right to talk to him that way because he's a customer. If your manager comes out now, you'll be fined. So you need to calm things down. So I went to plead with the man. I said, Oga, please just calm. I know that what this guy did is not so right because he hasn't gotten to his turn, but he wants to buy in his cake.
Well,
so I had to now calm everybody down. You know, so the guy had to, I told the guy just mellow down now. This man is an elderly person too. As much as the fact that he's saying some things and they say abusing themselves. God, you know, the whole God will punish you. So I just left them, sha. So the girl now said, Oga, if not for you, I won't sell to this man. Just the way you spoke. And the man told me, Oga, if not for you, if it's you that wanted to buy, you will buy 100 kegs, I will not complain. So, you know, so but I just felt that in that moment, people are going through a lot. And kind words. I don't know any of them before, but it's just stepping and just, you know what?
You know,
like, appeal to people.
There's something I've learned over time is that when two people are hot-headed or they are trying to, like, you know that this thing is going to, just one word to pacify one person.
Do you understand?
And that person will calm down. But if you, that you want to come and say to you, are not adding fire they will beat you and join.
Because I know that if that APC man starts that he wants to do, guess what? He will not create longer queue because
yes, now
they will stop,
they will
selling,
stop selling
and start fighting,
and innocent people now will,
you get
will
so
take part
in
of
a
like,
you over, and my 10 minutes mark will go up. You know, so but I think I said that to say that we need to be more kinder. It's Valentine, it's a season of love. I get it. You may not have a boo bae or a boo bae. It doesn't matter.
It's an
I boo
bae.
But it's true, it doesn't matter. DK. You have your megad, you have the bus conductor. You work in an office. That cleaner that you always bypass every morning, you just carry your long face to your office desk. Say hi to them. Oh, Cordelia, how are you doing? You're doing so well today. I really want to appreciate you for the work you're doing. Clean our office, cleaning my desk.
So let me ask,
give them something.
It's, to be honest, it's even sometimes it's even about what you give.
Yeah.
These people might be going through
a lot.
And it doesn't even have to be your maid or people are actually going through a lot. Even your boss at work, safe. You don't know what
even
your
boss,
Do you understand?
Even HR's too.
Even HR. It's not easy. Do you understand?
Express
people are going
kindness.
Through a lot. Just be kind. That's something I've learned over time, regardless. Mm. And people might think you're stupid or you don't have sense.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I mean?
Exactly.
But just be kind to every. It's not easy, yo.
I
let
agree.
Me tell you, it's only this Lagos. People will stress you.
I
just imagine. You're going on the road like today.
You know you can lose your cool.
You can.
Lagos is not for the weak.
That's why. So I was telling my friend one time that even if you see your pastor shouting, don't put him on that pedestal that this guy, you're not supposed to be doing this. He's a human. Do you understand? And people can do, and people can be very funny.
Even God serve rake for people during the guy rake
he
for you.
He enter temple, clear everything, get out. What are you selling this time?
So
just like it's a perfect example. If Jesus had gone in there, I'm just like, but you know this thing, he could have preached to them now, but you know that this is wrong. You should be doing this.
Yes, scattered
but
everywhere.
God don't, Jesus
he don't
too
vex. Take
he
said,
no, these people don't require.
He
kindness.
Was man then anyway. So
he just like, out. So I mean, you could like
a little more kindness,
kind to everybody. So that's not what we are basing our conversation on. We're asking now: is Valentine
reserved
for just
lovers?
No, Valentine is not reserved for lovers only. It's reserved to show love to everybody
Everyone.
Around you. If you could be just walking on the road, a small girl, oh, you look beautiful. Oh, your hair is looking so nice. Even the conductor, conductor is already smiling today. I mean, there's just these little words that you see that can light up people's. day immediately.
That will be like something ringing in their ears all through, and that can carry them all through the
day.
Yeah,
it has even happened to me. Maybe I just going out, somebody just told me, "Oh, she smells so nice." Oh, that's the best compliment.
But also, you don't tell me kind words, though. You don't tell me kind words. When last did you tell me a kind word? You are amazing.
You are amazing too.
No. You are cheat. You're a 419.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I just remembered something that somebody said. Our parents are getting old and there's nothing we can do about it. That's for those that probably still have, you know, their parents are alive. I think if your parents are still alive, call them. You know, say hello to them.
Yes.
There's going to come a time where you want to call them, you can't call them,
mm-hmm,
because they are gone. Do you understand? My dad was burying his mother, you know, so he was crying. I'm like, ah, dad, don't cry. You know, so I'm like, ah. So one day I'll bury my dad. I'm like, I was just like, this is going to be very hurtful for me. I don't know if I can
dad,
take
let me
it
tell
to,
you something. Yeah. I'm talking from experience. Mm. Because me, I don't have parents.
Yeah.
If you have your parents, cherish. They can be annoying, no?
They
but
can
cherish.
Be, actually.
Do you know, like, this week, I think on Thursday, I don't know if you saw my post.
You posted about,
it was,
you know.
No, I was in my feelings. Why? Because I wanted to eat. I didn't know what to eat. I was hungry. What can I eat? I'm like, if my mama did, it's just one call. They will do something.
She will arrange.
She will arrange it. Do you understand? So, our parents can be very angry.
By the way, I'm going home this election to go and meet my mommy. I beg, I cannot deal.
When are you voting? Is your voting there? Or
I think it's around there. So, also an opportunity to go and meet my parents. Oh. Like, I'll be around them. Whoa.
No matter how old you are,
Yeah.
Just imagine your father crying.
Yes.
Your father that is an elderly man.
Do you guess? My over 60 years. And that's also kindness.
Yes.
We just say, you know, we assume that, you know, my mom will tell me, you are busy now. I'm like, let's stop saying that.
Yeah.
Because it's not an excuse not to call you and, you know, say, how you doing?
Yes.
Now, mom, see how, and I'll play with her and things like that.
Just like
that.
Even people that are in a relationship. You can't tell me that no matter how busy you are, you can't leave. And that has caused too much problem.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, no matter how somebody is busy, if he loves you.
Person will love you,
It will reach
business
out. Just,
nobody says, is busy for who they love.
Nobody is busy for who they love.
Let's not
nobody
fool ourselves.
Is busy for who they love.
Yeah.
So call your parents.
Call your parents.
Reach out to them.
Call your cousin.
See, even this Valentine, you could even buy things for your parents. They would appreciate it because I'm sure they would never expect it.
No, it's true. I think I'll think about getting something for my.
They will expect it. Yeah. They'll be like, me too. I did do Valentine for my age. That's the thing that will come out of their mouth.
But the biggest gift this period, just in his cash, you just. Just say that, you know, 100K.
Cash, because Popsy said they find cash now. And people are really, that cash, let us go there. That's another story.
Just bring cash and go.
So, guys,
package it very
this
well.
Valentine
it's
period
not for,
it's not reserved for just lovers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very important that you show your partner love during this period, extra love, because you're already.
I think every day is even Valentine for me.
Because you already even show your partner love, but it's just like going to make it extra special, customize it like
do something out of the box.
Exactly,
you
for
know.
Your partner, yes, definitely. But even with the people around you, it could be like a word or two.
Word of encouragement.
Words of encouragement, or even words of compliment. Oh, you look good today. Oh, I love how you smell. Oh, you could even.
You are so strong. You know
exactly.
You're
incredible. I see what you're doing. I'm rooting for you. And somebody has said that to me one day, and I was crying.
Wow.
I'm not even.
So I should be saying that to you so you can be crying.
No,
every day.
I mean the thing just came in at the time when, you know, I really needed that
at the nick of time.
I'm like,
the God of 11th hour.
I'm like, it's like God that sent this person.
Miracle,
because you know, there are sometimes when people are going through, and just one word.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying this like in spiritually or anything. Just one word that would like light up the person's.
It's a natural thing.
Daddy, I was having a very bad day, thinking that, what have I been doing in my life? What's been going on? The person just said, this just texted me. I'm so proud of how far you've come. I can see what you're doing. I'm rooting for you, and I can't wait to see you become all that you're. I start to cry. Say God. So it just reminded me. It just reminded me that I've come in, because at that time I was feeling like, oh, what am I doing?
What have I done
in my life?
What have I achieved?
Exactly. And that word just reminded me that, oh, Esther. But if you look at it, you see
don't
that you've
do
come.
Bad stuff.
You know, you,
in that sense, I
yeah,
mean, you are badass. But Esther, you're badass. Esther Tosin Johnson, you're badass. I'm telling you publicly, you're badass. You've come a long way. You're incredible. It's charity begins at home. So charity begins from Kilo. I'm loving up on you now. You're incredible. But truthfully,
you.
I'm saying this from the depth of my heart. When did I even meet Tosin? That was when? Was it last year?
Last year, November.
November? You sure?
I think it was around November,
how did
October.
We meet?
Twitter now.
Yeah, Twitter. I was guys, let me share. I was liking all her pictures.
I was so confused. I was like, who is this person?
Why are you like,
I was what? Who is this?
I was liking all her picture. I thought it was beautiful, so I was liking everything. So I reached out to her and some awkward things happened. I won't release that to you. But you know, so and then I told her that there's this, you know, thing that we're doing with Kill and Share, would you like to come on board? And it's like, oh yeah, I would love to talk. I mean I've been wanting to do stuff. And she shared with me like a podcast that she started, you know, and then she left it off at some point. That's Esther. Random talks with Esther, you know. So and she said, oh, I would be willing to come on board. I mean, I like to talk, is something that I flow very well. And I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And we're here. We've done about how many episodes now? Maybe like six. You
more,
know, plus
if
the
not
bonus
more. Yeah.
That we did in December. You know, so I think I'm being very serious right now. You are a strong person. Knowing you in the way I know you now, people out there listening might not know you. Right, so you being in my space and hearing some things that you're doing. By the way, Tosin is a product designer, you know, she's a fintech sis babe, whatever that means. And I mean, the first time I saw her design, I'm like, this is really great, this is really good. And your pushing ability, you know, is something I really admire.
Hey guys, Valentine has started for me.
The thing is,
okay.
And I'm very serious,
okay,
because the things you've gone through could have sort of like throwing you off balance.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, guys, Tosin is a very strong person, because what you've gone through, not even again, I'll bring in the whole gender thing, because how a guy takes in things is different from how a lady takes in things. So I'm saying this openly to the whole world that Tosin is a mix of a guy and a girl together. You know, it's like she has to be strong for many people, for herself, her family, you know. So on this Valentine's special, you know, I'm telling you that you're a strong person.
Thank you.
One of your superpowers.
Yeah.
Because I believe that every single person has a superpower. You know, one of your superpower is your resilience. You know, I don't think you should lose it. And then something again that is super important that you should hold on to is your faith. You know, Tosin is a person of faith, right? Both in the spiritual angle of it, both in the natural angle of it. You know, faith, I believe, you know, that this is going to work. I believe that, you know, God, the universe, things are working for my good. So
yeah,
there's that, because if you don't have that faith, you're not able to push.
Yeah.
Right? So you are a pusher, you are a driver, you've got faith, you know, and you are resilient. Right, so that's the and my wish for you this Valentine is that, you know, as you progress through this entire year, right, you know, you are going to find your land.
Amen.
That is flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
You know, resiliency and your pushing power, your faith is gonna get you into that land. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Actually, guys, thank you. Happy Valentine's to you, Victor. I mean, I'm super honored. Thank you so much, guys. See, Valentine has begun for me. I don't know about lovers and all those things. This is my own Valentine.
No prayer.
Oh, thank you so much, Victor. This means a lot to me, to be honest. Thank you. I'm really grateful. Happy Valentine's to
you
too. So, guys, on this episode, I know that you guys have had, you understand what we are talking about. That it shouldn't be reserved for lovers. You can love up on your partner, do something extra special for them.
Yes,
beautiful, right?
You know, siblings are always fighting.
Guys,
so it's time to not fight. Today, I choose love this week. I will say positive things to my brother.
Exactly.
I will check up on my sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, I called my sister around and I said, "Oh, how are you doing?" You know, we joke because I'm very close to my sister. You know, so I'm like, that you are thousands of miles away from me, that you're in another continent doesn't mean that I can't. So,
yeah.
There's always this consciousness to check up, you know. Just last 2 weeks, you know, I just texted my brother, who apparently is also not in Nigeria. I had to just pray for him. Like, I typed everything. I was about driving, so I stopped the car. You know, I typed it very, it was very intentional. And he's like, thank you, bro. You know, so, because oftentimes we are sharing love outside.
Yeah.
But we're not sharing love to our siblings. We're just saying,
true. Oh,
and my brother,
true about that.
We trivialize our siblings.
And for me, I love my sister so much.
Mm. And she knows.
She's the best. And do you know why? And she loves me too much. She can't live without me. Guys, let me just say.
Pride has set in.
No, there's never a day.
Bugging.
There's never a day that goes by that my sister will not call me. And I think I really love you so much.
What's her name? Let's give her a shout out.
Shout out to Ife Oluwa.
Ife to the Oluwa. Shout out to you.
I know. I mean, like,
you have won the Sister of the Year award.
She has won it though. I mean, there's no, I'm even serious. Even if it's a message, because she knows that I might get busy and all that. And she's in school, right?
Yeah.
I should be the one doing the old checkup and all. She just come like, Alpha, I've not heard from you today. Are you fine? I'll say, yes, I've been very busy. That I'm not asking, how is school? And I mean, that's very good. So, guys, it could be your siblings.
Yeah.
It could be. You get anybody at all.
People around you,
your parents, please honor them. Show them love this Valentine period. So let me sing song again for you. Valentine. No. Rev.
Can you just stop? You know, now we've said it's not reserved.
Yes. Sorry lovers. About that, guys. I'm super sorry. Down. So what song will we sing? Which love song can we sing? You are my. Okay, it's not for lovers. Oh, God, Jesus. You are my African king.
What's that rubbish? We'll play this song, you know, I'll try and infuse in the podcast. We'll leave them with this song. Sometimes in our life, we all have friends.
I don't know it, but...
Lean on me.
Oh, okay.
When you're not strong.
Oh, okay.
I'll be your friend. So,
oh, yeah.
And we'll slip that into the podcast.
And guys, your friends too. Your friends. People that... Your personal friend. Not like personal, but your friends. Your circle of friends. Show them love. Even if it's a call. And text them.
Thoughtful messages.
Text them. Happy Valentine. Thank you for being there for me. I love you. Tell them the word, I love you. Which... I can't remember when last I said I love you
to someone understand? Who you're not dating.
Exactly.
You get.
And I think it's something we should. And that's something about maybe the whites. They are very expressive with their feelings.
I mean, I love you, my baby. I love you, daughter.
I think we hold it back so much.
It's the way we grew up. You know, everything has to be hard in Nigeria.
I mean, did you even hear your parents tell you I love you, girl?
I love you. What?
Oh,
hope you are okay.
Oh, and that's something I would do with my kids.
Who told you white this? People, any, yes, any, I'm going to do that 100%.
Any little thing.
Kids,
I love you. I think that's something.
Whether you make a mistake, I love you.
I love you. And correct with love. Do you understand? So text your friends. Tell them that you love them and your parents, everybody. So the end of this thing is we are saying now is
the conclusion of the whole matter.
The end of this conclusion of this matter of this podcast. I know I'm talking in the rubbish. Yes, it's intentional. Is that
pay
Valentine is not reserved for lovers
only.
Thank you guys. Wish you a lovely Valentine celebration. Have fun. Take care of yourself too. We have
take yourself out.
You should have known what your body have gone. You should have known the suffering your body have suffered. So please take yourself out. Have fun with yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
Go see a movie. Buy yourself a gift. Important. Please buy yourself a gift as well. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Thank you.
Connect with us. Twitter.
Connect with Killen us on Twitter at Killen Shelley Pod. On Instagram at Killen Shelley Pod _. You can shoot us a mail at killenshelleypodcast@gmail.com. Listen to your favorite podcast on any channel. Apple Podcasts,
Google,
Spotify,
Breaker, Jamit,
whatever it
everywhere.
Is. We are here for you. Kisses. So we're going to leave you with what song is that?
Lean on me. I beg. You heard it when he's singing. All right, guys. Give us a 5-star rating. Toodles.